Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Just in case you want to hear me say the title of this Friday's reflection, people make people better people. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Just a little announcement before we get started today. As you know, Motivate Me is taking it on the road in May, where we'll be interviewing people live in each of the 50 states. I am super excited to share with you that the Max Challenge of Toms River, New Jersey has offered to sponsor me through their 10-week body and mind renewal system. This system is designed to make fast and lasting changes to appearance and overall well-being, and they combine nutrition counseling, fitness classes, and motivation in a way that has been perfect for me. I feel like I have a personal trainer, a nutritional counselor, and a success coach. The staff is extremely knowledgeable, and the support of the other members is something truly special. So I just want to say thank you to the Max of Toms River. I know I am in great hands. How many times have we heard that if we want to be successful, we need an accountability partner? An accountability partner is someone who holds you to your own word. It's been my experience and the experience of this week's guests that we don't even realize sometimes that that is exactly what we have created in our lives, what a person is doing in our lives. Let's start with Monday's guests. Monday's guests were IT manager Joe Lang and toy maker John Veneziano. Joe's brother John share a lifelong love, and that is for music. And they do this through their band Distant Brother. I went to school with these three and remember way back in the day their love for playing instruments, singing, and performing. What is interesting about their band is that they don't play out anywhere. What is even more interesting is that two of the band members live in New Jersey and one lives all the way out in Seattle. With the help of technology, they meet on Tuesdays through Skype. They lay down and share tracks over the internet, and when they're ready, they post them on iTunes for purchase. Of course, at one time, they had the quintessential dream of playing Madison Square Garden and achieving fame. And while they loved that dream, they are excited about their reality. They've been able to keep this passion alive their whole lives. And I don't want to blow up their spots or anything, but that's about 30 years now. So my question to you, fellow motivators, is this. What do you think it is that keeps them going? My guess is that they feel accountable to each other. They depend on each other to be there every Tuesday night. They encourage and inspire each other. And even if they only complete 4 or 5 songs a year, you can hear in their voices how much they truly enjoy creating together. Tuesday's guest is a whole different scenario. Kanani Briggs is someone who sells the product Arbon, but is involved in a nonprofit organization called Mission of Hope Haiti. Her connection to Arbon is important here because it was through her connections that she discovered Mission of Hope Haiti through other women who sell Arbon. Her initial goal was to raise $6,500. She got her husband and children involved. She committed to her Arbon friends, and then she met families in Haiti. Now, Kanani says that she has always had a desire to serve, and she would like to be doing more, but has the responsibility of a family to serve first. But do you see where I'm going with this? There are many people in Kanani's life that hold her accountable to her commitments to serve Haiti. The involvement and participation of her family, the relationships she formed with her Arbon friends, and finally, the connects she has made with families in Haiti. Kanani's situation makes me wonder if when she embarked on this journey of service, if she knew she was creating powerful accountability partners. On Wednesday, Deb McMillan, an intuitive coach from England, was here to share with us what I believed at the start of the interview to be this passion for singing in a choir. Now, I knew that this passion was new for Deb, that it started for her somewhat recently in her late 50s, but what I did not know was that she was going to share with us other amazing step out of your comfort zone experiences from her life that included things like modeling lingerie in her early 50s and participating in a Lindy dance competition with friends in her mid-50s. Deb is so familiar with facing fear that speaking with her makes you realize that there isn't that much to truly be afraid of. She acknowledges the fear, gets nervous about whatever it is she wants to do, and does it anyway. As a matter of fact, you can hear that occur when I ask her to sing something in the show. No, I can't. But she does it anyway. And she does it nervously, but she does it anyway. And with each experience, there are other people involved, friends or family. They provide her encouragement, expectation, and yes, accountability. Speaking with Deb just made me realize how habit forming getting outside of your comfort zone truly is. You see that each time you feel fear, that you get nervous, and when you do it, despite those things, you get to look back on what you've accomplished. And guess what? Yes, you are still standing, and you are standing stronger than you were before, and probably happier, hopefully happier. So Thursday's guest, Wyoming's Kyle Hendricks, came on the show to teach us a lesson on how to get promotions. He focuses on being motivated, being observant, staying in the present, and having difficult conversations when necessary. Kyle is all about accountability. He holds his employees accountable and he holds himself accountable to his superiors, his mentors, and his company. I think these are four fantastic examples of how we use accountability in our daily lives. You have being part of a group, committing to a role within a charity, friends and family, and in employee-employer relationships. On top of these, you have situations where people hire others to hold them accountable, like workout trainers, life coaches, mastermind groups, which is actually the topic of next Thursday's lesson, or those people who use religion to help them remain accountable. The bottom line is this. It is no secret that we often respect more commitments we make to others than those we make to ourselves. I'm not even here to fight that. In certain areas, I need a lot of work on that myself, which makes me think about how grand the scale of accountability is, about the idea that needing each other in this way fulfills the life purpose of those around us, that one person's needs can be another person's purpose. If we didn't need the support from others, how would the world look? We would be our own islands. There would be less collaboration and camaraderie like in Joe and John's lives. Less people would feel the joy of giving and service like Kanani's family and those who helped her raise money for the home she funded. People wouldn't be pulled into as many new experiences like Deb's friends and family. And what about the workplace? If we didn't need to be held accountable, people would be less observant and fewer difficult conversations would be had, which sounds great, right? But what about the communication skills? And what about the growth that comes from that? And what if your purpose in life was to inspire others through training or coaching, through organizing like-minded people? Would people need to pull as much strength from their religions? Would their perspectives on faith, hope, and love change? I think the idea of accountability seems like a very personal thing, but I don't think it is as personal as we believe it to be. If we could hold ourselves accountable, we wouldn't need each other as much. And I think we're meant to need each other. It's how we know we're connected to each other. It's how we grow and how we learn. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't be down on yourself if you need an accountability partner in this world. Remember that you are doing for them equally as much, if not more, as they are doing for you. That's it for today. You motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.